I'm Timothy White, sitting here talking with Pete Townsend, and we're going through Pete's entire solo career. And Pete, I'd like to talk now about Empty Glass, which was your first official solo record in 1980. It had a lot of very tender songs in it, and it represented a new development, too, because you were doing the singing, whereas Who fans hadn't heard that from you at length very much. Were you self-conscious at all about stepping out of your image as band leader for The Who and becoming Pete Townsend's solo singer?
I still find it very difficult. I still find that the song is so connected to the face. That's sad, because I think the voice is so much better than the face, but they do... I don't think I've ever written a love song. No, I don't think I have. I wouldn't know quite how to go about it. I've written cynical songs about love. No, I've never written a proper love song. I mean, this is much to the regret of all the women in my life, that I've never written a decent love song. You know, sometimes when I've written songs and I've dedicated them, you know, to my wife or to some other woman that I hold in high regard, you know, they're always very disappointed. You know, what's this? You know. It really comes down to how you feel about love. Maybe friendship is more important to me than love. Love is like a longing. It's like a... It's an energy. It's like magnetism. It's like gravity. And at its highest, it's about spiritual salvation.
Do you see Let My Love Open the Door as a love song?
No, it's about spiritual redemption and salvation, really. And I think Let My Love Open the Door was a song that would fit very well into some good, decent, wholesome Christian programming. I said to somebody the other day, a born-again Christian, I said, you know, I want to hear my stuff on Christian radio. You know, most of my songs are about Jesus. Most of my songs are about the idea that there is salvation and that there is a Saviour. I won't mention his name in a song just to get a cheap play.